When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Best Show.
Hey, this is Jesse in Toronto.
Jesse, what's going on?
I'm walking down the street right now with the Domino's pizza, and I'm looking forward to eating it. But you know what it's called? It's called a Brooklyn-style pizza.
A Brooklyn-style pizza. That's what the Domino's pizza is called?
That's what the Domino's pizza is called.
What, do they have Adderall on top? What?
I think the only difference is that the pepperoni is bigger. As far as I can tell, that's the only difference.
Bigger than that Canadian pepperoni.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes right? We shred it.
Yeah, we don't shred our pepperoni down here, bro.
Yeah, what I like about the shredded pepperoni is that you don't bite into it. You don't pull off half the slice of cheese.
Okay, well. Okay.
If you bite into a pepperoni.
Yeah, well, apparently nobody taught you to eat pizza correctly. You learn
how to
eat.
Here I am.
You got to use your incisors. I think that's what they're called, right?
Yeah.
Incisors?
Yeah, yeah. Incisors, maybe the eye tooth.
Yeah, use your eye tooth. Just bite it. You're bolted like a dog. What are you, right? What are you, a dog?
I'm a dirty dog, dude.
Yeah, take it easy, dog. You're up
all
there
right.
In Canada. Take it
I'll
easy.
I'll try.
How do you eat a Tim Hortons? You go shake your head.
That's exactly how I eat a Tim Hortons.
That's how you eat it? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Don't be trashy.
Show right.
Some respect.
I'm trying.
For once
I'm
in
trying.
Your life. All right. Have a good night. I'm being told to go to the hotline. I'm being told on the hotline is a... celebrity. I'm being told that this is a guy whose meteoric climb to the top is just, its booster rockets have been attached to it. And we are now spectators to this. Look, we all knew this guy was funny. That was never up for, it was never up for discussion. It's always funny. But it came down to, is he going to make it? But now the resounding answer is in. It's an unqualified yes. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show, John Daly.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, what an introduction.
You.
Good Lord.
Well, this is your year, John.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
This is how you started off 2016.
Right.
Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Zoolander number two. Just boom, boom. Yeah. February.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Then you get some, like, fancy sitcom show pilot thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Got that going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, April. Now, in April, you've got your own Adult Swim special.
Yeah. Yeah. Very excited. Very excited.
Yeah. Share the ball a little bit. You got to share the ball a little bit.
Hey, listen, I'm trying my best. I'm just out here trying to be funny, trying to make everybody like me, you know, trying to be likable.
Sure, you're trying to be likable.
That's my strategy.
So what is this special? Let's just go the special, right to the heart of the matter.
Well, let me tell you. The special is on Adult Swim. It is based on largely the fact that there's a golfer out there who is rather a character, a bit of a character named John Daly, and my name is John Daly. So
his has an H in it, though, right? John has
an
H.
There's an H in his name and not in my name. And so I've kind of been on this quest to whatever, make fun of that or something. I've always thought it was, he came out when I was about, 14 or so, John Daly. He won the British Open. He was on a hot streak. He's from Arkansas. He doesn't play by the rules. He's like, I think it's safe to say he's the Donald Trump of golf.
And he has that not dissimilar hair.
Yeah.
Like he's kind of got, it's like a,
they're both famous for hair.
Yeah, like it's like a, what is it like? It's not like a mop. It's more like
a classic mullet.
Like an old guy's mullet.
It's like an old guy's mullet, and it's pretty much like platinum white, like all golfers. So it's platinum blonde mullet, very striking. So they both got famous hair. So yeah, he's kind of loudmouth. In fact, he's got a line of his own pants called Loudmouth Pants, which are brightly colored, kind of a parody of old school 60s golf pants.
Yeah, the brash multicolored pants. So he has his own line that,
maybe they sponsor him, yeah.
And he's also a guy who's legendary for gambling. He'll go to a casino and he plays slot machines. He plays the big money slot machines.
Yeah, he plays. Yeah, he really catches in on those slots. So I hope he's not I know that he's cleaned up his act a bit.
Okay.
Over the past few years, he's definitely had some antics. Just Google his name. See some antics that have gone on with him. But he's definitely on the straight and narrow path, I think, which is cool. It's great for anyone. So anyway, I kind of did this project called, the John Daly is John. It's a website called John Daly is John Daly. John Daly spelled my name way, J-O-N is John Daly spelled his way, J-O-H-N Daly.com. John Daly is John Daly.com. And that is kind of me going out on a golf course with a photographer. My friend Jen Rose did a special effects makeup, kind of like 4 hours of makeup to look exactly like John Daly in his heyday. And so we took lots of pictures, hundreds of photographs, and the website is kind of this menu for disseminating those photographs on the internet. So it's to take over his Google image search.
Yeah, to kind of skew it to where the algorithm would somehow slide some of these photos into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And instructions on how to put it on the internet so that, and this is, it's been successful, it's like, if you Google him, Google images, there are images of me as him, kind of weirdly mixed with his images of him. So it used to be like on the front page, there were like a bunch of them, but now you have to scroll down a lot of pages. So it is, it's a life project,
Yeah. This is, there'll be ebbs and flows to this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So this Adult Swim special is an iteration of that. which is now there is a famous hot shot, okay?
Yeah.
Like, if this were Caddyshack, I guess this would be Chevy Chase. It would be Ty.
Sure.
So this is a hot shot. This guy is named Adam Scott. He's Australian. He is handsome, just like the actor Adam Scott. So the idea of the special is I am John Daly. Adam Scott is Adam Scott. And we play golf. And it's kind of for no reason.
So
just classic golf. It's the cadences and the lilt of classic golf.
So it's Adult Swim.
Yeah.
And it's Adam Scott from Parks and Recreation
and
Step Brothers.
So many movies.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus John Dale. It's that guy, Adam Scott, the comedian, as you know, who also has his namesake. And then you, who have your golfing namesake, you're out on the links, as they call it.
We're out on the links. Absolutely. We really play. This is you'll be watching us really play golf for real charity. The charity is Adult Swim anyway, gave quite a bit of cash to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, who Adam was playing for, and then Save the Children is the other charity. So this special is literally and actually for the children.
That is unbelievable.
This special is, we legitimately help people. So you can't argue with that. You know, at least we did that. Yeah.
That is insane that you turned. It's just like people, you have to like this now because.
Yeah, it's kind of like twisting your arm. Hopefully, you know, it's got it all. It's got 60s fashion. It's kind of like Mad Men era of golf. It's got, we have a classic golf pro named Eddie Marins, who is a legend from a Bel Air Country Club. He's calling the match. And it's very, straight up.
And when is this on? Golf. When is it on?
This is on April 8th. April 8th.
Friday,
yes.
April 8th.
Friday. April 8th, midnight, I believe.
All right.
I may be wrong.
Look, people should just check their listings on it, like they say.
Yeah, check your local listings.
Yeah, check your, yeah. It's,
So that's it. Yeah, it's called the Adult Swim Golf Classic, by the way. John Daly versus Scott. It's actually the full name of it, literally, because we got Arby's to sponsor it. It is called Arby's Presents the Adult Swim Golf Classic, John Daly versus Adam Scott. Benefiting St. Jude Children's Hospital.
That is unbelievable. Can you go where you did you step away from the spot? You were in the sweet spot cell phone wise.
How's this?
That's perfect.
That's perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'm in Hawaii on my
honeymoon. Hawaii?
Yeah. So
this call is coming from Hawaii. That is unbelievable. This is the dedication.
Yeah, it's like 1 p.m. right now.
Wow.
This is a lovely thing to do.
So you in Hawaii right now.
I rarely get to talk to you.
I know. You're in Hawaii right now.
I'm in Hawaii, yes.
And in Hawaii, you're there, you said, for your honeymoon?
It's my honeymoon. My wife and I are here.
And are you sitting poolside?
It's a very... I'm not poolside right now because it's very windy outside.
Okay.
I was trying to be poolside for this call, but it was just crazy. But it's very nice. I've been snorkeling, and turns out, I don't know if you've ever snorkeled, but it's like one of the coolest things I've maybe ever done.
So you're...
I don't want to be like sound weird because I'm too impressed by it, but like I just went snorkeling and... I mean, in the first 10 seconds, I was just like, this is like, I just can't believe how amazing this is. Like, just jumping into an aquarium. So cool.
You know what is funny when you think about that is that now you who have also, some of your obsessions have included John Daly, the golfer, but I would say equal to that would be the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, definitely.
Now you have gotten a taste of what they're hooked on, the ocean and...
Yeah.
And now you're going to end up snorkeling down in Los Angeles, and you're going to run into them as they're surfing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and they're going to be real surf punk.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll be like, who is that? You know, those guys look really cool. And then I'll be like, oh no, it's Kiedis. Yeah. It's Flea. It's Chad. All John's not there. They're, you know, it's probably Dave Navarro. He's surfing with them.
Or that kid who they have now. That kid. Don't they have a guy? There's no way they're giving him a full quarter share of the stuff either. When you go get like some 24-year-old to join the Red Hot Chili Peppers this late in the game, you know they're just putting him on salary.
Yeah, it's like that Metallica movie where they're telling Robert Trujillo, they're like, oh, yeah, okay, so you have 5% opinion, so your opinion counts for 5%, so we're 25% each, and we're going to go ahead and give you $1 million.
Yeah.
And he starts crying, and you're just like, what is this creative love? Like, what has this become?
Yeah, that's going to be, that kid must be in that spot where he's kind of like, hey, I thought we could do it. It's like, yeah, we didn't ask what you thought. Let's let's do it the way the other three of us want to do it, kid. We'll throw you a bone. You get to do a solo during Danny California.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Yeah, and we're gonna treat like, we're gonna treat you like this. this will never change. It'll just get worse until you see like Jason Newsted in Metallica. They were like, you know, how can you replace?
Yeah.
Anyway,
they got Trujillo.
Yeah, I mean.
So
anyway, I just wanted to say I appreciate it very much, the etymology of Slaw Dog.
Wow. Yeah, that was...
I guess I listened to it yesterday, but I...
That was crazy.
Because
he said straight up, you'll never, ever get... You'll never guess any component of this.
Yeah.
And within a half hour, we got the origin of Slaw out of him.
Yeah.
So that's now, amazing. I'm going to work hard on getting the dog part out of him.
Yep.
And do you think it's maybe, is it a door that I shouldn't be opening, actually? Do you think it's that, though?
Like, I don't know. It might be cool to have that mystery linger, but...
Yeah.
That's the only reason I was like, oh, wow.
I don't know.
A little more mysterious.
It does. Makes them more, the Slaw Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He introduced himself on the phone as Studio, and I was like, what?
Well, that's...
I don't know what to say, but okay, you're being really nice. I guess I should go along with that.
Because now, Dudio is like a name in a way. Like, the idea, like, since Slaw Dog is apparently his nickname, Dudio has now become his actual name. Jason has... The ship has sailed on referring to him as Jason.
Yeah.
Like, now his given name is Dudio.
Yeah.
And
one of
the
reasons...
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Oh, no.
One of the reasons that I think Dudio is so... Slaw Dog is so appealing, because Dudio is this name with a built-in explanation. Maybe you've gone over this, but it's a name with, like, the dude who built the studio.
Yeah.
And Slaw Dog is just this empty hole where you're like, that takes the place of Dudio, which has this built-in explanation, and it's a mystery. That makes it more of a cool...
Yeah, like you're not sure. Slaw Dog is very mysterious. Like, it sounds like you picture him maybe making someone dig their own grave or... Like, well, who knows how this origin of this, where it came from. Now, John Daly, You.
Yes.
What? You were in Hail Caesar, which was one of my favorite movies this year. I loved it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really great.
Great.
And what?
I don't know why I'm taking credit for it. Anyway.
No, you could take credit. You were in the opening scene of it. What was it like being in a Coen Brothers movie? Like, first of all, how did you get cast in it?
I just found out about it, and I told my agent, I'll do anything to be in it. Or I'll do, you know, obviously, like, please get me an audition for this. So I auditioned for it. And then I got to, like, screen test with the Coen Brothers, which was amazing. And, yeah, and then they liked me, so they cast me. And then, it was one day, you know.
So when you screen test with them, they're in the room, you're coming in for the, once you make it past the audition stage, and they're like, all right, we like this guy, we just want to make sure that there's not something wrong with him when he comes in.
Yeah. And I think they wanted to, because I was kind of doing this, whatever, you know, just because I knew, you know, like a period piece, so I was doing a period accent or whatever. And so a lot of the tests, quote unquote, which was a Sam and a camera, was just playing with that kind of thing and that accent. And then they kind of like look like they're examining you. And you're like, oh, thank you for your contribution to American cinema. And then you leave.
And then you, yeah.
I actually said that to Ethan Coen.
And then walked out of the room.
Thank you. So I rode the passenger van, the van with him at one point. Like, he was talking about, like, the Three Stooges. And I was like, thank you so much for, you know, contribution to American cinema.
And what did he say
back? He was like, those guys just hear, it seems like they hear that so, so much that he was just like, anyway. And then he was just like, sorry, Bob.
Then just back to the Three Stooges.
Yeah, he was talking about the Three Stooges,
That's not, look, I think it's awesome. And then you were in you had a big part in Zoolander number 2.
Yes, and that was amazing, and I got to write on it as well.
Yeah, because you started off writing on that. Like, I remember you were telling me, like, hey, I'm writing on this thing, and then maybe I'll do a tiny part in it.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't even think, I just was writing, and then I was in, did it in Rome, which was completely amazing. And so I was just kind of there for a while, and then I ended up getting a part in it, so, like, after the fact.
After the writing, then you came back as an actor.
I did. Yeah.
That is fantastic. Well, I guess you showed what you could do. You earned your stripes.
I think, okay. And it's great. Everyone sees Zoolander 2. It's great. It's so funny. I love it so much. Anyway. I had a story, an embarrassing story.
No, go ahead.
I don't want to take up too much time.
No, I want to hear this.
Okay, this is no Patti Smith. By the way, I just wanted to say as a side note, I was in the hotel. Remember, I don't know.
Yes.
I was there. I wasn't in the elevator. I think somebody else called and they were in the elevator.
Somebody. Claire O'Kane, I was talking to her in the lobby before it happened.
Right.
But you had interviewed Worcester and me for the San Francisco Sketchfest. So you were staying in the hotel.
Yes, and I remember seeing the bus outside. Someone being like, "I think that's Patti Smith," and me being like, "No, that's like Good Charlotte. Patti Smith doesn't do that." And then I went inside and I saw Patti Smith briefly. I was like, "Oh wow! Oh my god!" But then that story came out, and I was like, "Wow." That's great. But I have mine involves a different celebrity who is, German. My wife and I it was our anniversary. It was like 3 years ago. And we wanted to go to Spago for some reason, which is Wolfgang Puck's, flagship 80s restaurant. And, so we were watching him. We were watching Top Chef one day. He was on and he was drunk and he really made me laugh. he was very drunk, and he was like, "Oh, this is very delicious," and very German and funny. And I was like laughing at him, and my wife was like, "What are you laughing at?" I was like, "Well, fuck's really funny," and almost swore. And so then we're at Spago, you know, and it's one of these '80s restaurants. Like, they go there on Sixth in the City. That's '90s, I guess, but it's kind of one of these things where you're like, payday's over. So I was there. We had some apps. I was like, this is good. You know, it's pretty good. Then we see Wolfgang Puck. He is schmoozing around. He's shaking hands, kind of being a, you know, pressing the flesh, getting out there. He's at these tables with these, what seem like agents who are running a con, kind of thing. And they're like 14-year-old girlfriends, or, you know, just like these big-headed men and kind of like all these people. And I'm kind of just sitting there, we're eating, and I'm like, oh, those are clearly his friends. No, he won't come over here. But all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, my wife's face lights up. She's like, "Hello, how are you?" Blah blah. I'm Wolfgang Puck. How are you enjoying the meal? Good. And I turn around. I have no expectation of him being behind me. He's behind me, and I go, "Oh wow, so funny on TV." And he goes, "Oh, I try. Okay, and sure." Like, oh man, so funny on TV. What?
That
nothing about the, which wasn't spectacular, but just yeah.
Isn't it?
Anyway,
it's like, look, you meet people who are like famous people, and then sometimes it's like you don't think anything of it because it's just like, oh, yeah, people. Maybe at first you're like, oh, wow, that's intimidating or whatever. But it's like weird ones like catch you off guard, and then you just, that's when you blow it. It's not even like, because look, if I meet a comedian, it's like, oh, okay, look, I know what you're doing here. It's like, yeah. I'm impressed at your success, maybe. But at least I understand the trade you're working within, and I'm not. It's not like I'm like, how do you do this magic that you do? It's like I'm, but like some weird food guy like that, it almost seems like a magical creature or something.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, those chef's table Netflix documentaries about chefs. You're just like, what drives these weirdos?
Yeah.
Like.
These maniacs.
Yeah. Little magic.
Now, look, John, I'm not going to tie you up on your vacation anymore, your honeymoon.
Hey.
I think I'm so happy that we got to talk, and I'm excited about Arby's Presents. Help me through this title now.
Arby's Presents, the Adult Swim Golf Classic. John Daly versus Adam Scott on April 8th on Adult Swim.
April 8th, Adult Swim. Midnight. Check your local listings. It's so exciting. Look, I will talk to you soon when you're back, and congratulations on all this stuff. I'm so happy that things
Thanks.
Are going where they're going for you, because these things are matching your talent.
Oh, thanks. That means a lot to me. And
well,
I listen to your show every week, and I just count them in.
Well, you're the sweetest.
On again. The best.
All right, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay.
Enjoy the
All
vacation.
Right. Bye, hon.
Okay. Bye. John Daly. Deep in the slaw dog mythos. Boy, really. Really riding that out. He, trying to figure it out. I don't know. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And, of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And, you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight. at thebestshow.net and support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.